Hello, my dear student. Welcome to our distribution channels in travel and tourism class, chapter number 17. It has been my pleasure talking to you and explaining you through various chapters. And the current chapter that I'm going to talk to you this day is about distribution channel in travel and tourism. The learning objectives: know about distribution system and their component, understand the changes in the distribution system in course of time, how the changes have come in, know the factors influencing the distribution in tourism, how does the distribution influence, describe the role of distribution in tourism, and know the function of distribution system. So basically learning about distribution channels. Don't forget that distribution channel is very much supportive for the growth of tourism. Learning objective, we continue that in this chapter, we will also understand the distribution channel used by the tour operator, how they manage the distribution channel more effectively, and learning about global distribution system, commonly known as GDS. Let me introduce you to distribution channel. It is regarded as one of the most critical managerial decisions which can determine the competitiveness and profitability of organization. And promotion plays an important and complementary role to the selected distributional channels in tour operator. The strong distributional channel you have, the product would go a long way. It will be going to more number of people, creating more awareness, bringing in more business. So it is regarded once again as one of the most critical managerial decisions. You don't bring the distribution channel, then on your own, you cannot just talk about the product. So distribution channel is primarily playing a very important role to distribute your product. In the context of travel and tourism, connected to travel and tourism, there the tourism distribution is defined as a channel is any organized and service system created or utilized to provide convenient points of sale or access to the consumer away from the location of production and consumption. So to finally reach to the product, you need to have some component, some element working to create awareness and bring the end user from your either point of sale to the location where the product is being offered for sale. And that's the role of distribution channel. The distribution channel is so important that without distribution channel, the product many a time just remain unknown. And we will learn about it through a distribution channel. The definition implicitly says that it needs careful planning in the development of the distribution channel. As we have seen, that strategically, systematically, planning helps in growth of sales, promotion of sales. Likewise, development of distribution channel would support the implicitly. These are to be serviced periodically through a combination of sales promotion literature, sales visit, call center, online access, etc. Each channel, the distribution channel, once put in place and service and financial will be become an effective pipeline to generate desired sales over a specified marketing campaign period. So you see the steps that come in distribution channel. It worked as a combination of sales promotional literature. Once put in place, right distribution channel, once come and put into place, and service and finance, you can't just bring in, but it should be service. If you need certain literature to be given, you need to service it. And you need financing, budgets. It will become an effective pipeline because through this distribution channel, your product move forward. Distribution means access, point of sale, location, and providing convenience to customers. Someone sitting in a remote corner of any city need to have access to point of sale through distribution channel. Customer must have an easy access to your business. You cannot just say, if you like to book an airline ticket, the head office of airline is somewhere in the South Mumbai. Someone staying in Navi Mumbai or in Thane need to go all the way there because there's no distribution channel. That's the main office. With the introduction of distribution channel system, the product, you need not go to the destination. In the old time, for example, to reconfirm your seat, to look for a flight seat, if you used to call, you were always on hold because X number of people were calling those numbers. They brought in distribution channel in various format that we will keep learning in course of time in this chapter. In the context of travel and tourism, this is important, wherein purchase is at multiple point of sale, away from the places of actual service or the production. I gave you a concrete example of an airline. So if you were flying Air India and you stay in Thane, what you need to do is travel up to Air India office at Nariman Point. Wait there, because if you would try to call them, they would still want to see certain proof that you are having a return ticket, you have your passport, you have a visa. For that, physical check was required. So distribution channel came in, you started calling call-free number, you can manage your reservation through booking engines, web portals, all these which I just mentioned are distribution channel. Likewise, distribution channel is one example that I explained. Also, if you like to book, if you like to get more feedback, more information, the distribution channel becomes a helpful link. What are the reasons for the shift occurring in tourism distribution? Difference in marketing and distribution tourism product. One reason. The intangible nature of tourism sector insists that you need to have a distribution channel. Because even if you go somewhere to see at the product, the tourism products are intangible. So the same thing which is intangible at point of sale can be distributed through distribution channel, where all at all level of distribution channel, still it remains intangible, but you have saved time, you have not forced the end user to be at a specific office, make use of the distribution channel. Practical example can be given of even consumer good. If you would like to buy a refrigerator from a specific company, you don't need to go to their factory in that city. There are agents sitting around selling the product. You go to them, not to the factory office. So this is to understand consumer goods. You don't go to farm or agricultural land to buy your vegetable. There is a distribution channel. There are vendors, retailers who are part of that distribution channel. You go to the market and buy from them. So ongoing information and communication development and the internet, this has become so easy. The emergence of e-commerce and e-business also has helped in putting up right type of shift from actual point of sale through a distribution channel sale. Tourism is information rich industry. Huge amount of information exists. Some are known to you, some you learn. And the industry's intangible nature puts more dependent on information material at point of sale location. And that's distribution channel. Development of distribution channel is also equally important, because you cannot just create a distribution channel and just forget about it. It will not function on its own. Maybe if your planning is right, it will go on the track, but you need to look and monitor the growth. It brings in growth as well. Growth in business units of any group or chain. Growth in inbound travel has increased the distance that customers travel now. Okay. Distribution channel development, identifying and targeting first-time customers in order to achieve business growth. So a first-time customer, if given a distribution channel duly developed, then you can increase and achieve business growth. Importance of providing more support in terms of easy access to repeat or loyal customer. So with the availability of distribution channel, the repeat customer is so comfortable to go through that distribution channel and not necessarily approach the point of sale. Distribution channel become a point of sale for them. Growing competition to grab pie of the market where there is excess capacity in a destination. Factors influencing your distribution system. Let's understand this valid point of the distribution channel. Distribution is not just making the goods or services available to the end user easily, but also making the client aware of their availability. It has to be made clear, explained to them loud and clear that the product is available, but upgrading from time to time. This necessitates proper managing of the personnel engaged in distribution or channelizing the service and products. So all this is the factors influencing your distribution system. Proper managing and available services to the end user, making them client aware of this. You may have a distribution channel, but it is not known to them. And the consumer believe have to go to this point, whereas you have another outlet as a distribution channel where this product is available even there. Following are the factors that may influence your distribution system. Let's count them. Image of your organization is very important. And to retain that image, you have to have a factor that would influence your distribution system. Many a time you would have seen that distribution channel would display the same color scheme, same type of furniture that is available at the source of the product. You feel, yes, you have been to X place, like you go to VI phone outlet, Jio outlet, their galleries, they have identical image. So if you walk in, it may not have a different color scheme. It may not have a different type of the front office. They have identity. So you link the product with that identity as a distribution channel. Image of your organization. I mentioned about the interior, the designing, the dress code, all this create and build an image. Location of point of sale, cost of distribution. Yes, if you are distributing a product, what is the cost involved? If you are spending half of your distribution cost from the actual cost, and where is the retention? Where is the profit for that? User's perception regarding the product, that is the factor that influences distribution channel. And lastly, effectiveness of marketing efforts. If your marketing is effective, you have a good distribution channel, your product moves. Key function of the system, increase the point of sale as to have easy access to the customer. Easy access. I picked up example, explained to you. If you wanted to book an Air India ticket in 30 years back, possibly you had to go down from anywhere you live in within the vicinity of Mumbai city to their office at Nariman Point. So what I'm trying to explain to you that after distribution channel, you have increased point of sale, whether virtual or physical. Facilitate product purchase earlier or in advance of their production. You hear this about the various automobile, the brand, the new edition for 2023. Lot of buyers go and book before the product can come out through the distribution channel. So you go to the agent and look for Maruti Wagner 2023 edition. When it is coming, this is the money, book it. A particular Android is coming up from Apple. We have seen the history that people lined up in front of their distribution channel to just get it going, book it with the money so that they are proud owner of a new product that is just launched. So that's the role of distribution system. The diverse roles performed by any distribution system are point of sale and easy access to customer. Point of sale multiply, they grow, they are more than what they were before distribution channel system was in place. We are all in free economy. This distribution channel limitation used to exist in old era because market economy was not prevalent. It was state control economy. Banking was done at few bank for foreign exchange. You can't do it with any other bank than the specified bank, mostly foreign national bank. Few national banks started opening up. So what happened? Point of sale increased. So they gave foreign exchange license to many banks. And as such, the performance became better. Sales promotion and merchandising opportunities responding to yield management action plan works much better if you have a great distribution system or channel. Advice and purchase assistance. For example, tour planning, suggestion option could come to you through a good distribution channel. Role of distribution system continues as receiving and transmitting sales revenue to major segment. This is an important role that a good distribution system's role is. Receiving and transmitting sales revenue to major segment. Example, airline flying to Mumbai, an airline is UAE owned. So in that case, the revenue generated doesn't belong to the country from where they are operating. They have money to pay to airline, vendors, bank interest, the service suppliers, fuel companies. So the fund need to go. And that happens because of a good distribution channel. So out of the revenues earned from the sale of tickets in India, the money go to the different distribution channel, who has arranged for loan, who has arranged for in-flight services, who has arranged for fuel supply. So that's the role of a distribution channel. Sources of marketing intelligence for the producers. Yes, you get feedback, you get market intelligence, you learn about competition, you learn what is new that's going to come in. Many airlines, for confidentiality reason, that's the reason they don't speak out about their plan. It's just because of confidentiality. Many airlines don't announce which route they would take up. Some they take it up as a sort of a pride for them. In coming summer, we would be adding up this new route. We'll be start flying from 30th of March to a new destination. And some keep close to their heart. They will not declare it as their route. Why? Because the distribution system would like to be made more active once that operation, and the competitor should not gain knowledge out of it. That means otherwise the more competition would come in same route. Maybe use as part of major segment advertising and PR campaign. So this is part of also advertising and PR campaign, a medium for handling customer grievances. The customer wants to say something, they don't have to go down to their head office and talk. Through the distribution system, they can speak up, they can write, or directing them to another service. Like you hear about this, you have to write to XYZ as your agent. If it escalates, then rope in this particular person or this email and inform them. So that is the help that comes in from a distribution channel. In general, some of the functions of tourism distribution channels are, let's count on them, some of the functions. These are some of the functions and not limited to only this. Check consumers' needs, requests, and expected experiences. So instead of information going to the point of sale or the main unit, it goes through a distribution channel wherein they collect information with regard to needs, requests, and expected experiences. Further, collect tourism product from different providers and suppliers according to customers' interests and tastes. Collect tourism products. So they will collect and then make a product more available in the market through distribution channel. Provision of various coordinated and continuous tourism product. They coordinate through a good distribution channel and make them easy to sell by receiving and issuing travel document. So a travel agent through whom you have booked a hotel in Amsterdam, possibly you pay to their agent in Mumbai. So the point of sale has helped you to book the hotel in Amsterdam through an agent who is a distribution channel sitting in Mumbai, collecting on your behalf, not only the reservation, but the money. And the travel agent would cut the money, their commission, and forward it to the hotel. So you imagine, customer did not go to the hotel and pay. The hotel is for confirmed basis, their hotel room is booked. So this is a benefit and the function of tourism distribution channel. Distribution system comprise of three parts. Of course, there are three parts. This is what we are looking. Major segments, customers, and intermediaries. These are the three major parts. Business with products to sell, such as airlines, hotels, and attractions, are often identified as major segments. And this is true. When you need to travel, you need an airline. When you reach a destination, you need a hotel. And what are you going to see? So you need attraction. And this is what is the major customers, major segment. Then they have choice whether to sell direct or to achieve sales through one or more third party known as agent or intermediaries. So instead of hotel selling directly in Amsterdam to the end user, they pick up third party or a travel agent to sell. And that is the distribution system and its component definition. Imagine if anything that was sold internationally or domestically was only available with original property airline, then it would have been so difficult for a consumer to approach them. I gave you quite a few examples. People were going down to Air India office, Gulf Air office, where's their full day, half day, just to reconfirm, because there was no distribution channel. You could not go on web page. I'm talking back in 90. And this is what relief has come in form of distribution channel. Students, please look at this beautiful graph put before you, a chart that tells you transport and accommodation supplier, tour operator, specially planners, concierge services, meeting and convention centers, incentive, etc. Tour operator further divided for event management, concierge service, etc. A retail travel agent are working to help customers. So these are the distribution channel for transport and accommodation supply. Tour operator would come up using direct B2C, B2C. Here we have got B, B2C, and so on. So tour operator would go to a home worker, retail travel agent, could be a freelancer, and then go to consumer. So channel of distribution for tour operator would have various stages as explained in this chart to reach to consumer or the customer. And this is all happening through distribution channel. These are element players as to distributing channel. Well, coming back again on track of distribution channel by tour operator, something picked up from the previous slide into this as an explanation. So direct to the consumer, B2C, telesales, email, walk-in, call center, online via booking engine, they all work as a distribution channel. Indirect, using an intermediary. So these are direct to consumer, B2C, business to consumer. The consumer, by receiving a telesales or an email, books directly from the business, walk in, go down to their main distribution center or point of sale, book, call center, use the services of them, or via the online web portals like World Wide Web, www. Indirect, you go through travel agent, online travel agent, incentive travel company, meeting and convention planner, indirect. All is happening as a distribution channel, direct and indirect both. I enjoyed my talk to you. I thank you very much. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.